بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم.
Believers, do not advance before Allah and His Messenger, and fear Allah. Verily, Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Believers, do not advance before Allah and His Messenger.
That is, the believers should remain behind rather than ahead of God and His Messenger. They should follow rather than venture to lead. What this implies is that rather than decide their problems according to their circumstances, they should first look to God's book and His Prophet's Sunnah for the guidance that they might have to offer.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون.
Believers, do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet, and when speaking to him, do not speak aloud as you speak aloud to one another, lest all your deeds are reduced to nothing without your even realizing it.
إن الذين يغضون أصواتهم عند رسول الله أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم.
The ones who lower their voices in the presence of the Messenger of Allah are those whose hearts Allah has tested for God-fearing. There shall be forgiveness and a great reward.
It is being forcefully asserted here that the truly God-fearing are only those who have constantly stood up to God's tests by showing due reverence to the Prophet, peace be upon him. The reverse of this is equally valid. Those who lack reverence for the Prophet, peace be upon him, are devoid of God-fearing.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ.
Surely, most of those who call out to you, O Prophet, from behind the apartments are devoid of understanding.
وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ إِلَيْهِمْ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
If they were patient until you went out to them, that would have been better for them. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. That would have been better for them.
Some of those who came from different parts of Arabia to meet the Prophet, peace be upon him, were utterly insolent. On their arrival, they did not care to have him informed through any of his attendants that they would like to see him. Instead, they went to his wife's apartments and brashly called him out. This hurt the Prophet's feelings intensely, yet he put up with such behavior owing to his inherent forbearance. Eventually, the matter was taken up by God Himself. He censured such people for their unrefined behavior and directed them to refrain from calling out the Prophet, peace be upon him, but to patiently wait for him to come out to them of his own accord.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَإٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ.
Believers, when an ungodly person brings to you a piece of news, carefully ascertain its truth, lest you should hurt a people unwittingly, and thereafter repent at what you did.
The Muslims are here being directed that whenever any news touching on a matter of some significance spreads, they should ascertain the source of that news. If the person who was the source was ungodly, they should investigate and find out the truth of the matter, rather than instantly accept the report and be aroused to action.
وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِتُّمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ.
Know that Allah's Messenger is among you. Were he to follow you in many an affair, you yourselves would suffer. But Allah has endeared faith to you, and has embellished it in your hearts, and has made unbelief and evil-doing and disobedience abhorrent to you. Such are those who are rightly guided.
فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَةً وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ.
By Allah's favor and bounty, Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا فَإِن بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَى أَمْرِ اللَّهِ فَإِن فَاءَتْ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَأَقْسِطُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ.
If two parties of the believers happen to fight, make peace between them. But then, if one of them transgresses against the other, fight the one that transgresses until it reverts to Allah's command. And if it does revert, make peace between them with justice, and be equitable, for Allah loves the equitable. If two parties of the believers happen to fight,
the actual words of the verse are significant. If two parties of the believers happen to fight, the implication of the statement is that inter-Muslim fighting is discordant with Muslim behavior. If they are people of faith, they would be expected not to fight one another. However, if such an eventuality did arise, they should have recourse to the remedial measure prescribed here.
إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون.
Surely, the believers are none but brothers unto one another. So set things right between your brothers, and have fear of Allah, that you may be shown mercy.